rough and surly as you rip it up, I'll take your bet. Small wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is the Real Side B on the Pete Jones Radio Show, Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
We have in the studio, yes, oh yes, the amazing, well, two halves of Alfonso the Magnificent. Yep, that, my friends, is Leo and Dave. Hello, folks.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Pete.
How are you?
We're really good. It's great to be here. Great to be back here. We were here last year, I believe.
I believe too. I not only do I believe, but I know. Absolute fact. Yes, you were. And are you well?
We're well, but we just need a big shout out to Merv, our fantastic fiddle player, who unfortunately isn't here today because he's got a bit of poorly back. He's in a bit of pain and he really wants to come along. So get well soon, Merv.
Merv, we absolutely adore you. We miss you. And all the bits in between. What about Nathan?
Nathan's...
Is he just lazy?
Well, no, he's a busy man. He's got,
no, it ain't lazy.
He's on child duty, childcare duty. Yeah. It's not all rock and roll in Alfonso.
Are you sure?
For us it is.
By the way, Nathan, you too, my friend, are very sorely missed. You know, and especially Merv and Nathan. Why leave me with these two?
Unless they're going to break away.
Maybe they're playing somewhere else.
Happy days. It's so good to see you guys. Remind me, when was it you both came in before?
Just
all
over
four
a year
of you?
Ago.
And it was it was all four then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually.
I remember because we had to pull up another chair.
Yeah. And it was sunny.
It was very sunny. Well, you see, when you're up here, we have to put the blinds down when it is sunny. It's hard to see sometimes.
Suntan cream.
It took you some time to get us out of the green room as well last time.
You do have form in that respect. God knows what sort of behaviour Leo was up to in the green room today, but we had to drag him out in disgrace, apparently. The barman said he gave me that signal, which I think he meant either take his head off or he's had too many. Reading it either way, but were you well looked after? That's all I want to know.
Well, extremely, yeah. It's incredible.
I might have annoyed Simone, though, because now...
Yeah, well, she's... Yeah, you've got to be careful with Simone. She's very, very professional. Yeah.
I raided the minibar, but that was on behalf of Andy Melrose, but it's not Andy Melrose. I said I'd do that anyway, and he told me not to, but
I don't want to hear about Melrose. Melrose's name and his picture is still up in the green room. You've probably seen it. Huge amounts of dead or alive's, 50 grand, ransoms, and return the glasses, please. It's that kind of thing. And anyone seen the extra large bottle of JD? It was the Jack Daniels that did it. But anyway, you haven't come all this way to talk about the green room. No, of course you haven't. We'll settle up and have later. Tell me all about the world of Alfonso the Magnificent since we last saw you.
Okay, well, we're going to be playing some new tracks this evening for you. Which you've been in the studio, we've recorded some, but we're in the middle of our, what we're calling our pop-up world gig tour.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's basically we're playing some interesting different places, charity places. We've done Emmaus recently, we're going to do again. We're going to be at Stenning Festival.
Tell me about Stenning Festival.
Well, actually, it's a we're doing the bar stage. It's it's our good friend of ours is sort of setting that up, so we'll be playing there on
Morris's
end
set
of
up,
May. Right? I'm looking there, yeah, our friend Morris.
Oh, end of May. What date?
May the 31st.
31st of May in Stenning. 5 o'clock. And where's the venue in Stenning?
It's on the main green there, so it's a big tent.
Oh, I know the main green. It's like a cricket pitch there, and all that sort of stuff. Do you go to Stenning much?
We've got connections. We've been trying there a few times.
We've got connections. Shady connections.
We go there sometimes. Yeah.
We've got a whole series of little pop up gigs like that, and we're always looking for more.
I mean, the idea of the pop up thing was because we need to get match fit for our main gig, which is on the 29th of October at the Rope Tackle.
See what he did there? He's a pro.
I don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
But I want to say about the charity aspect of it, because we wanted to. You know, if there's any charities out there who want us to, be interested in us playing at their charities, just give us a shout. Go on our Facebook. and basically contact us, and that'd be really cool, because we're up for doing little charity pop-up gigs, and it's tricky because you'd think it'd be really easy to find them, but they're dotted around, and that's what we'd like to do, really.
Tell me, before you play your track, me about the Rope Tackle gig, 29th of October. What is that, basically a big launch for you? Is it an album launch, or is it just...
No, it's just we have the opportunity to play there like once a year, and it's an absolute unbelievable, fantastic place for seeing any band, and we're very fortunate that they get us up there once a year to play a gig there, and sound is amazing.
Rope Tackle is great, isn't
it? It is amazing. And if you ever, anyone who wants to see a band, locally, go to the Rope Tackle, because it's just amazing. It's all... they set it up for sound, and
we're putting on a quite big show, and we've got visuals and we've got things like that. So it'll be
actually talking of Andy Melrose. I don't know if you saw his gig there; it was brilliant. A year ago, I think Andy Melrose did a great gig at the Rope Tackle.
Got to confess, we didn't, but
no, it's fine.
We
don't worry.
We would have done.
Yeah. No, but it's so good, and it was just such a great, great night. Mm. I think Johnny Williams was on the bill. And there was one other person on the bill, and I'm sorry if I've forgotten your name, but it was so good, absolutely brilliant. No, I do love the Rope Tackle, and Shoreham. Hello, shout out. Give me some of the names of the sort of open mic places to go in Shoreham.
Well, I personally run one on the third Thursday of the month at the Crabtree.
Yeah,
and also there's another one which is on the first Thursday, which is called the Golden Slipper Club, which has been running for like over 30 years.
Dr. Bob and his fantastic band called the Fiery Clockface. My dad and my brother are in it, so shout out to Dickie and Phil.
Are you kidding me? You're related to those guys?
I am.
What happened?
Yeah, I know.
Outrageous.
I know.
You should see someone about that. Listen, folks, do a song, because we've wheeled the mini grand piano into this little area. We've got Leo's squeaky water bottle. We've got it all going on.
We've had to do a quick rearrangement because obviously,
yes,
lovely Merv's here.
Well, listen,
it's a bit tricky.
Merv and Nathan, you are much in our hearts and you're sorely missed. And this is the half of Alfonso the Magnificent, sounding still pretty damn good, I've got to tell you.
This is called Keep.
Take stock of everything you did or say, and I hear you're doing well with a new bow that broke my spell, and I don't feel the same, 'cause baby I know it's me who's to blame. Now I'm alone again, you've gone away. Take stock of everything you did or say, and I hear you're married now with two kids and a house in the town, and I don't feel the same, 'cause baby I know it's me who's to blame. I'm gonna keep it together, I'm gonna stay like this forever, together, I'm gonna stay frozen in time forever, until you're in my arms again. broke my spell. Now I don't feel the same. 'Cause baby, I know that's me who's to blame. Gonna keep it together. Gonna stay like this forever. Gonna keep it together. Gonna stay frozen in time forever. Until you're in my arms again.
What's that track called?
Keep.
Keep.
Keep. Stunning. Folks, you are listening to Alfonso the Magnificent, of course you are, with that brilliant track, Keep. We got Leo and Dave here. Merv and Nathan couldn't make it in, sadly, but we are thinking of you, guys. We are. We're thinking of you. Not great things, but we are thinking of you. So listen, tell me the narrative, the story of Alfonso the Magnificent, because I'm pretty sure I came across you guys, was it during COVID? Would that be about right?
Yeah, we just started up a little bit earlier of early COVID, 2019. And it was basically to start off with was Merv and myself. We kicked off and we made a decision to do our own stuff rather than just doing covers like we'd always done. And then basically we got offered a little gig, which was the Bridge Inn, Folk on the Water. And we did that. And
I
we
saw
got
you
Nate,
there. I was in the front row watching you.
Were you stalking?
He was really.
My mission then.
I was with Nathan and as well. Nathan joined us at that point. And then, and Dave did stalk us. And he eventually got into the band.
Yes.
Not too far after that.
Many auditions. Yeah. Did you put him through many?
Well, we were looking for the right accordion player. But you know what? You can't always get what you want.
They're not always available. I know. No. I've had this problem.
They are like buses. Accordion players.
Can I just say it is World Accordion Day today, and I'm not
World Accordion to who?
Hey!
Who wrote that? World Accordion Day. It is. We got Andy listening in Canterbury. Now you got to behave when Andy in Canterbury is listening. He's a very good listener, and he's always in touch. And he says, "I really enjoyed that."
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Now
Andy.
That's for him. That's
is
pretty,
that high praise.
That is praise. Thank you. Yeah, he's normally checking on where people are from and all that sort of stuff, and in terms of the remit for the show, you know, because he knows it's supposed to be Brighton and the surrounding areas. But because he's from Canterbury, he tends not to know really, so he questions everything. He goes, "You sure?" Kemp Town, are you sure that's it? But yes, anyway, no, bless him. Thanks, Andy, for listening and for that. He says, Alfonso the Magnificent from Andy the Grumpy. Yes, brilliant. So that was that's how you got in. What about Nathan? So it was. So sounds like Dave was the fourth member.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I'm still on probation.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I saw the ankle bracelet. And I was wondering. Yeah, keep him on it. Tight rope and all.
I joined just for the pandemic, so I think my first gig was literally at the
it's like January the 20th. Yeah, wow. 2020.
What a year that crazy year was.
But we were fortunate to come back to Rope Tackle. We were fortunate. We did a live web stream right in the middle of all the awful pandemic.
Yeah, which is actually on our YouTube, so you get both parts of that.
Oh, fantastic.
So you want to see that.
So it sounds like, Leo, it sounds like the backbone of the band is you in terms of writing. Is that
Writing tracks, yeah, but basically it's a joint effort, you know?
Yeah, it's all of us.
I think we said before, you conceive it and we
help. It's like a skeleton and then they put the meat on it. Yeah. We put the meat on it together.
And are you quite disciplined? Do you meet up once a week?
Yeah.
Do you meet?
Merv's. That secret Alfonso HQ. Can't reveal that.
Is Merv the same Merv of Uncle John's band?
He certainly is.
A legend. How did you recruit him? What happened there?
It's involved a goat.
It's a bit of an honour for me personally, because I'm embarrassed Merv now, but he's a bit of a musical hero of mine. So my 18th birthday, which is what, 10 years ago now? Maybe a bit more than 10 years ago.
Your 18th birthday,
all right,
yes.
32 years ago.
No, going with it, yeah.
Yeah, it was spent listening to Uncle John's band.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And where was that?
It was it's gone now, but the Wine Lodge pub in Worthing.
Worthing. So you actually have left Shoreham?
Yeah. Actually, coming back to my brother, he pushed me home in a shopping trolley because I had too many Guinnesses that night. But that's another story.
But it was your 18th. That's fair enough.
Well, we are really lucky to have Merv in the band and also Nathan as well. Nathan's a fantastic musician and he's also doing some own projects of his own. Yeah. You'll probably get some music from him at some point.
Listen, guys, seriously, always send stuff in if you've got side projects.
I think what works really well is we all come from different musical backgrounds, different genres, really. It works, so we all sort of come together and
Where would you my mic's just done. Where would you place the band? What would you in terms of genre?
Kind of folky, really.
Folky esque, but sometimes a bit of Latin. Depends on what you write, and then more folk than thrash metal, put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, in that respect, what have you got for us now? What are you going to
play? This one's called Walk.
Walk. One word tracks.
I like. As you've been talking, I've got the accordion strapped to me now.
Yeah,
it takes a bit of effort these days.
Good grief. Sorry, it's a bagpipe. Do take over. We got the gorgeous...
Can I stand up, Pete? Is that all right?
Oh, if you must. We've got the gorgeous Alfonso the Magnificent with accordion. You know why? It's World Accordion Day.
Well, we'll stand back a bit.
Yeah, I might stand back a bit. Hang on.
Can I go in the green room? It's the loudest thing in the world. You might as well be playing the bagpipes. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4...
More. Walk 1,000 miles till I'm standing at your door. Walk 1,000 miles, I walk 1,000 more. Walk 1,000 miles till I'm standing at your door. Reason to leave a plain and clear. Slang can hold no future here. My life, my roots, I rip them free. I'm felled in toil of tyranny. Of tyranny. Walk 1,000 miles and I walk 1,000 more. Walk thousand miles till I'm standing at your door. Walk a thousand miles and I'll walk a thousand more. Walk a thousand miles till I'm standing at your door. New horizon, lips so wide. Wait from the turning of the endless night. No war, no bullets, no chains to bind. Free to leave these horrors behind. These horrors behind. Oh. Miles and I'll walk a thousand more. Walk a thousand miles till I'm standing at your door. Walk a thousand miles, walk a thousand more. Walk a thousand miles till I'm standing at your door.
We have got live here Alfonso the Magnificent, and that was their track Walk. We've got Leo and Dave, and we are missing Merv and Nathan in more ways than one. But we do have lovely people out there listening. Lovely comment from Anna, still listening in Hove, saying, loving the bagpipes, Pete. Yeah, whatever. Thank you. That was Dave. I bet he can play a bagpipe, that guy. I bet he can. Can he? Has he got one? Has he got one up his sleeve?
I can play a melodica, though.
A melodica?
Think, what's that?
Yeah.
You basically blow it. Well, it's a present from you, actually, wasn't it, Leo?
Yeah, it was.
So you blow into it. It's a keyboard. You blow into it and...
Who did you not like to give him that and want him to play?
Oh, it's a fantastic instrument. It's great. It is a really cool instrument.
My wife does deserve a medal, though.
Yeah, she deserves more than a medal, my friend.
Not just for that.
Well, I love you, darling.
Now you've just mentioned, who should we say is your wife?
My wife is a lovely, lovely lady called Deirdre.
he's creeping around now. Deirdre, you are long-suffering. We adore you. And thank you for being, such a support. That is the thing about bands. You've got to thank all the people around you for not only putting up with your nonsense, but, just being the support that they are. And who else? Who else should we shout out for?
Oh, God. I mean...
Yeah, a string of them.
I mean, it's my girlfriend, Kathy.
Thank you,
also,
Kathy.
It was my youngest birthday yesterday. So,
go on.
How
old?
To Chloe, to 17. She was
17.
Yeah. 17.
Get this, Chloe.
I know. Yeah.
Happy birthday, next Chloe. Year. Happy birthday.
That's it. Yeah.
I also want to take this opportunity to thank you guys, because you were very generous sponsors for the Reverbathon 2024, and without you guys, we can't do not only this show, but we can't do Radio Reverb. So thank you very much for your generous donations. Honestly, it was absolutely brilliant. And because of your generation, I will let you just destroy our kit. What have you done?
Sorry, Pete.
Leave it alone, my friend. Leave it
alone.
Step
away from the mic, Dave.
Step away from the mic. So, Leo, I'm loving the one-word titles. Is that a thing that runs?
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to remember them. Yeah. That's the first thing.
That is the first thing.
No, just... you know what it comes from is I go to a mate's house and I go recording, And it, when you have to type it into, we type it into the machine, into the computer, and that's what it's
the
called.
Machine.
The machine. We type it into the machine.
What are we? 2001.
Yeah, it's the machine called the computer. It's a marvelous thing.
I and say, is it IBM?
It certainly isn't. It's a. I think it's a Macintosh.
is it in colour?
It's beautiful, and we type it into that, and so. It's just a lot easier just to have one word titles, really. Is that is that simple?
I've still got an old Mac that is, I think it's got 8 megabytes of memory.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Well, it used to run all right on that.
It ran beautifully on that.
Yeah.
And the guy in the shop said, to be honest, you can have this one, which has got 16 megabytes. But quite frankly, when will you ever need that?
Yeah.
That was his comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in 1995.
Yeah.
I love it. Folks, we've got Alfonso the Magnificent here. Mm. They're doing all sorts of things, including playing beautifully, quite frankly. Absolutely great. Now, you can go and see them, especially at the Rope Tackle on the 29th of October. How do they get hold of tickets? What's the best way?
Well, it's going to be coming online, but if people look at our Facebook page, there's also Rope Tackle website itself. Yeah. I think
Just go on the website, or you can phone them up. Even just ask for
Oh, so we have to do all the work, do we? I mean, make it easy. What?
But certainly,
what do you want to do? Everyone's house and bring a ticket
person to people's doors.
Yes, I do actually. Yes, I do. What's your website called?
Well, best to go to our Facebook page actually.
So
Alfonso the Magnificent.
Yes, of course it is.
And then Rope Tackle website. I think it's just Rope Tackle
Center. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You know, well, when they get on one of those machines, what they could do is they could put into Google search the Rope Tackle Shoreham and let them do the work. You're right, let them do the work.
Yeah, they can use either a Macintosh or a personal computer.
Very good, like that.
Shout, as that would do.
Yeah. Hmm?
Open the window and shout.
Open the window and shout. If you've got a BlackBerry, you can use that, of course.
Yeah.
You know, just do whatever you want. Folks, do you want to play another live track? What have you got lined up?
This one hasn't got one word title.
No, this is called...
Have I broken the microphone?
I was going to say, we've got technicians. can I apologise? I was going to apologise for the technicians running around you, but
seriously,
I'm not going to apologise for them now because you've broken the kit.
I'm so sorry.
So it's your fault that we've got... who is this guy? Do we know it? What? George, I'm not going to call you George. We've got a technician called George who is doing whatever he can around you, so apologies for that. What are you going to play?
It's called Hearts and Mess.
Hearts and Mess.
Yeah.
Alfonso the Magnificent.
Seen the destruction, the pain in your eyes. There's no reaction, no surprise. You thought you were clever by hiding the signs. You say you feel better, well I know it's a lie. 'Cause your heart's a mess cannot feel what's best. 'Cause your heart's a mess and you cannot feel what's best for you. It seems like a reason nothing's come around. No honest inquiry, it's profound. You read all the stories, princesses and frogs. You never got your carriage, prince or frog. 'Cause your heart's a mess and you cannot feel what's best. Looking for the answer, none of them appear. 'Cause when you wake up in the morning, morning. You hope you'll disappear.
Hearts a Mess from Alfonso the Magnificent, who have just been playing their little socks off for us here tonight. Thanks, guys, so much for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure and honour to see you guys again. Let us know the next pop-up gig, because I know we got the rope tackle, but that's not until the end of October. So when are you hoping to get back on? And then we'll let them know, and then you let us know, and then right, they'll let
you.
Him know.
That's cool.
No, thanks, Pete, and thanks for everything you do. Oh, really, really, from all, yeah. For all the onside acts around Brighton, we really appreciate what you do.
Are you kidding? We love doing it, and we just can't do it without you guys. And that, not just in the way you support us, but in the way you send us tracks and just put your heart and soul on a sleeve. So thank you so, so much. And we are massive Alfonso the Magnificent fans, as you know. So thanks. Keep on doing it. And any thoughts of an album? Come on.
Eventually. Once we get over this world pop-up gig tour, then we will.
I love an album. You know that. Yeah. Listen, all in good time. Yeah. Please, as soon as you get new tracks out the bag, let us have them. And in the meantime, we'll be just going through the back catalogue, because you've got some great tracks. Best place to go. What's the website again?
Well, Facebook's the best place, actually.
Okay, sorry. Yes, so the Facebook page. Facebook. Folks, go to the Pete Jones Show Facebook page. I link everyone in, including the Alfonsos. So, you know, do that and support them whenever you can. Folks, thank you so much for coming in. You've been the best. Leo and Dave, thanks, guys.
Cheers.
So much.
Thanks,
I was taking the night dream, close to midnight, staying out of the rain. On the long ride home, when she turned from the window, lit up a smile and said, have you heard Pete Jones on the radio? Pete Jones, have you heard Pete Jones? He will knock you down and spin you round till you break down and smile. Have you heard